For some reason, you're listening to Hypothetically. Enjoy.
Welcome back to Hypothetically, episode 11. We have our second guest, our good friend Kyle Boyce. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Glad to be here, Nick. Thank you for having me.
Oh, we're so excited. We were just talking about the metaverse.
You're saying Mark Zuckerberg is going to like rule over some kind of a Matrix-style situation?
Yeah, literally. I tried one of those like VR headset things. Did you know that if you it's pretty good, but if you take a shit in VR, you take a shit in real life? Did you guys know that?
That's crazy. I had no idea.
I'm a hack.
I want you to know I am a fan. I have listened to a couple of these episodes. I came on here. I'm like, I got to get the conversation away from shit. I feel like...
Did you hear our episode about how cum can poop?
Oh, wow.
I can't believe
I missed that one.
Yeah.
It was like Nick trying to be like, I guess like, kind of comment on our podcast, but it didn't sound like commentary. It just genuinely sounded like one of his questions. No one's going to get this as satire, Nick. They're just going to think we're talking about poop cum.
Did you almost accidentally just say topical?
Yeah, I did. I did almost say topical.
What if cum was poop being topical? Did you guys read that in Syria, cum is poop?
Can we start the questions?
All right,
I don't even know how to jump in.
No, it's going to be this.
I know you guys, I don't know if you wanted to start or I had a kind of a question.
Yeah, go for it.
I feel like movies today, you know, scary movies aren't that scary, right? Like you've seen the monster thing before. You've seen people get murdered, stabbed, etc. I want us to kind of like, you know, maybe work together collaboratively here. What scares you?
What actually?
Yeah, can we make something scary? Like for me, I want to bring maybe something with big hands. Like he like sneaks up behind you. He just like, you know, massages your shoulders when you don't want him to. Like, you know what I mean?
Wait, so that's the whole thing?
Other than that, he's like a chill dude.
Yeah.
I don't know what else he is. We can build it together.
Are you scared of like, just a large man giving you a back rub? Is that your penultimate?
No, you're saying his hands are disproportionately large, right?
Yeah, he really gets you. He's actually giving a great back rub. It's just like, I don't like it.
And what's sad about that is he's probably trying to ease you into his big hands. You know, he's like, what's the nicest thing these big hands could do?
I see. He didn't want to scare me. He didn't want to show them in front of my face and make me jump.
No, no. If he was malicious, he could have karate chopped you with his big fucking hands.
Wait, so is the movie going to be he gives you a back massage and then you have a weird conversation about when you should and shouldn't touch people? Is that the whole premise?
Let's not make it political. It's about the hands.
No, it's about the hands. He's just he is a creature, I feel like, that comes up and massages you. I feel like that's not the thing. It's not the thing.
How is this not going to be an incredibly topical movie about workplace harassment? That's like the only direction this movie's going to go.
Does it like say anything that as soon as you started, I immediately identified with the guy with the hands? I was like, come on, he's probably chill. Leave him alone.
Okay, our movie's about a hero with massive hands.
Who just wants people's shoulders to feel better.
Yeah, he's a doctor. He heals people. I rescind my question.
Are you actually scared of people with big hands?
I'm not a very big fan of people just coming up and touching me. Surprise hugs. I've had back rubs. I've had like the headlock hug from behind. I don't like just the worst.
I think those people were trying to kill you, Kyle. I don't think
they were. I felt like it. One time, I was at like a sports clips, and they gave me like the free massage, and they like walked me to this like massage room in the back where like half the lights were out, and they didn't adjust the chair, so I had to like scrunch down, and they were just like, you know, like working the meat of my back. Maybe that's what I'm scared of.
Sure.
Wait. That is never. What are you talking about?
I swear to God, it happened. I swear to God. Don't they have like
a sports clip? Like, I've.
Yeah.
I've never gotten used to only get my hair cut for like 20 years from this one Lebanese guy, but he never once offered me like, you want to go to the back in this dark room for a back rub?
Yeah. Are you sure you want to see that as a movie? Are you sure you're not saying you just want to see the footage of that played back so you can be like, okay, what the fuck happened? I want proof.
Really, my question is, do you guys have any evidence?
Yeah. It's hard to think of your fears abstractly. I would need to, you just list things that could be scary, and then I'll let you know if I'm...
I have a phobia of people grabbing my toes, because, Nick, you used to grab my toes, and then you just pull them.
Dude, so I have the same thing. I got a pedicure, and it was so crazy and painful. It either tickled or hurt really bad, but there was no in-between.
No. When anyone touches my feet now, I'm scared they're going to, for some reason, like a maniac, grab my big toe and just try to rip it off me. Because that's what you did. And I had a fight with my girlfriend the other day because she tried to touch my feet and I screamed at her. And it was like, ooh, I don't know where that came from. If they made a movie about that, I'd be terrified.
I think I did this to you once. I like held you down and I put each of my fingers in between each of your toes. And I remember, I think you almost passed out from the intensity.
Yeah, you're a fucking sociopath. Why did you do that? And you created this weird fear I now have of people grabbing my feet. And that's never going to go away.
I have the same fear from just seeing how fucked up it was when I grabbed your feet. I was like, oh my God.
It scared you a little.
Yeah.
So what I'm putting together is the monster's Nick.
Yeah, it's just, yeah.
It's two sets of hands.
Yeah. And they're huge hands. And they
I'm like the guy from
toes.
Mortal Kombat, except not buff. Just, hey guys. Yeah.
One pair from the back, one pair from the front for your feet.
Terrifying.
So you have the ability to fly like Superman, mm-hmm. but as soon as your feet leave the ground, you're retarded until you land. What do you do with that?
Not fly.
You would never fly?
No, because you're gonna hit stuff.
What about in an emergency? They're like, help! Fast. It's an emergency, and then you fly, and they're like, you didn't help at all.
Do you go as fast as Superman?
Yeah.
And
you do not go as straight.
Will I be like, am I like strong?
You're strong like how people say special needs people are strong.
Let me jump in here a little bit. So I have a very low general understanding, right? But I think like effective flight wise, you'd be great, like extremely direct. You'd like know, like, you know, you'd be very like point A to point B direct. You just wouldn't have like emotional like intelligence in the sky. like you couldn't make calls.
I don't know.
I guess it depends on, I mean, I just said retarded for shock value, but I didn't pick a specific
don't
one.
Don't pick a specific one. This feels this question's going to get way worse.
When they flew, it would be even more inspirational than just when regular people flew. You'd see a flying would be like, wow, he's flying. And also, good for them.
That's the most condescending thing. So brave.
No, yeah, but wait, once you touch back down, people
would you're normal. People
would think you're faking it. Everyone would just think you're faking it. Why do you pretend to be like differently abled when you're flying? It feels
That's not cool.
Yeah, people think you're gonna be doing some weird bit, really offensive bit, and they're gonna not like it.
The worst part was when you fly, you'd have to fly with the wheelchair. That would really suck. Guys, come on.
Okay. Do you want to do a different question?
You got a good one? Is that one coming?
That was a great one. That's going to be a clip. Probably not an Instagram clip, but maybe a YouTube clip.
An Audible clip.
Yeah. Where we like scramble all the voices.
Yeah, exactly. Oh.
Is it my turn?
Unless you guys have more thoughts on that.
No, I...
Yeah, any dad?
No, I think we've covered the special needs flying portion of the podcast. Do you have more?
No, I couldn't possibly.
With a question that rich and decadent, you have to take it slow.
It's a wrap. Wrap it up.
If you were in a groundhog situation, there's other movies like this too, but groundhog situation. Groundhog's Day situation. How many times of you dying and coming back to life before you start like GTA-5-ing it and just like mowing people down? And
I think like life 4 or 5, I'm going to play it at least a little bit more dangerously.
Yeah, but
I'm
like at what
full GTA.
Yeah, at what point do you stop considering like people's lives don't matter anymore? They're all going to come back and you just try to go for broke.
I think it would be sad how long it took me to do it. You'd be like, hey, man, you just quoted government customers for 1,000 days in a row before you like didn't work. Be like,
you just kept going back to work.
Yeah, I was really just worried. They had deadlines. I don't know.
If you think about what they do in the Groundhog Day movie with that ability, it's like really boring. Like that's a really uneventful way to do that power. You could do way cooler stuff.
Can I present to you a problem in your theory? If you understand that you're in Groundhog's Day, right? Let's assume when you go in there, the movie Groundhog's Day, all this media exists and you've seen it before and you understand. you probably think time's going to restart at some point.
Yeah, like the movie.
So you probably don't want to make a harsh decision that could carry on, right? Like if you were to, like knowing my luck, it would just be the time I go postal. Time would keep going, of course.
Yeah, once you mow down that family, it's like, nope, that's permanent.
Yeah. I was exactly. Just going to go on a podcast and start saying retarded a whole bunch, and then that's the time. Fuck!
Yeah, exactly. I'm in Groundhog's Day right now.
Yeah.
That's how I know. The question, well, last question was asked me 100 times. And I'm still staying strong.
It's like, oh, I want to.
How about you, Nick? Oh, you said, you already said you would, it would probably take you way too long.
Dude, I would just be getting better at doing my like bureaucratic tasks. They'd be like, wow, you really killed it today. I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, come in with all the paperwork's done. I've already done all the paperwork. I did all the paperwork forever.
Nick, you memorized all the paperwork.
Yeah.
Quick aside, this reminds me of like an angle from like an X-Men thing. Quicksilver got a job at like a factory. Everybody thought it was really impressive that he could like do like an entire like day's like factory's work in like an hour. But he was like, no, I hate this job because he has to go in every single, he has to do the work. He's doing like like 40 days of work in an hour. It's like a pain in the ass. He hated it. Nathan, how long would it take you to go poster?
I think like two days.
You would
restart the day once and you would just be like, I'm killing everyone I know.
Kind of. I would absolutely. Yeah. Cause once I figured out the gimmick, this could be my only, the more times I let the day reset, the higher chance it's the permanent one. So I should just do it,
dude.
Get it all out.
If you do it on the second one, you're not even sure that's what's happening. Someone could have literally just forgotten they already told you a story and you're going to just start hitting people with hammers and stuff.
Yeah, if I ask someone the day and they give me yesterday's date, I'm going to get in my car.
You just stab them in the face.
Yeah. Just start mowing people down.
Even to the point where you're like in the restaurant, you can like reach behind you and like grab things off waitresses' trays and like, you know, that kind of thing. That's different, right? At that point, I would say that you're pretty numb to it. I would think realistically, maybe 100 cycles.
Has someone ever told you a story twice and how unbearable that is? You're going to do the second day at all similar. Like, you're not just going to do something crazy. Like, you're going to go through a whole day again where everyone's telling you the same shit. I can barely get through one story repeated to me more than once. I couldn't imagine doing the whole day. By the halfway point, I would just, out of just pure anger, just start killing people.
I tell people the same story again all the time. I start my story with, hey, sorry if you've already heard this. And then I start it and they go, I have already heard that. And I go, great. And then I keep telling it.
I'd like discovered a like ungoogleable term. Mm. You ever had that problem? Like you find something that you know the words for, but you can't search it.
I have had that. I can't think of it. But if I could think of it, it wouldn't be that ungoogleable, would it?
Like I changed my name to Disturbia, right? I would disappear.
There was a TV show on Amazon that was called Patriot. Like, what are you doing?
Gone. No way. It's absolutely no way.
Have you ever had a porn search that was unsearchable? Because I haven't. I crush
that
it.
That was unsearchable?
Is it unsearchable because the words are hard to encapsulate what you're looking for?
I'm saying so I have kinks that are so out there. I can't even think of the words.
Because I think that's much more impressive than just something so disgusting nobody's willing to do it.
All I know is the sound that I would make when I watch it, but that's hard to put into the search bar.
I can only think, I'm thinking of the concept of somebody who like just loves like a huge ass. Like, you know what I mean? Like no, but like takes up like what he's looking for takes up multi-city blocks, right? So he's like going there, he's like gargantuan. Massive, you know what I mean? And like, it's all just regular, like comparatively, it's like regular. He can't find what he wants.
Yeah, he has to find a thesaurus.
It's all the same.
I need a thesaurus so I can come better.
He's looking at the sites like, you just don't understand. No.
Yeah, it's not big enough. It's never big enough.
Did he build to it, you think?
No.
No, just one day.
He was born like that.
He was on a hike one day. He saw a rock formation and it was a wrap ever since there. Yeah.
It's like, that is huge.
Wow. Do you have an ungoogleable one? An unsearchable porn term?
Can
you
think of one? No.
Nothing?
I actually don't really have one because feet's pretty easy to look up. Pretty easy.
Oh, here's one. Just throwing shit out there. Invisible Man, R34.
Invisible, the concept of invisible looking up Invisible Man.
Invisible Man porn.
Oh, yeah. Invisible Man. So the man's invisible. Mm-hmm. Is it just a woman pantomiming?
It's always clothes being removed.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's like a shirt flying through the air. You're like, oh.
So do they do it with like a green screen effect or is it just a woman like acting all that out?
This doesn't exist. I'm just saying, like, this would be a pretty hard to find thing. I'm pontificating. I don't like look up like the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Wait, so you just invented this porn category?
Yeah, I just
Invisible Man. Yeah,
that's pretty good.
It's from the movie Invisible Man.
It is.
Yeah, I didn't. Oh. H.G. Wells' character.
Yeah.
Kyle, that's amazing.
Wait, does he still start all wrapped up? So it like starts as mummy porn and then turns into an Invisible Man porn as he slowly unwraps.
You tell me, keep going.
With the longest undressing scene that you could imagine.
Keep going.
It takes like 20 minutes of him just unwrapping. And people think
with like the music.
People think there's gonna be some big reveal, and the reveal is just he's not there.
I'm sorry, I'm looking for prop. I was gonna see if I could just like I can't find my glasses, but I was just gonna be like somebody order a pizza, just like a glass.
That would have been good. I'm gonna use that as a clip. I'll say that you don't have a prop. That'll be fun. People will like that.
Just edit clip art in over the.
Just the fake glasses right there.
Glasses won't change angles with your hands. They'll just get bigger and smaller to fit.
I'm holding the white box that's like clipped around the art.
Okay. You know how some people wear shirts that say female body inspector?
Yeah.
What if those people are really in a government agency that's called the female body inspectors?
Do they all look like those people do?
Yeah, like those are the people who are in it. That's why they're wearing those shirts.
They should hire new people. They should.
And it's a secret organization. When someone's like, hey, you see that chick? She was pretty hot, right? He's like, that's classified.
How do they get women to agree to that if it's a secret agency?
No, they don't. They just inspect. After like, the Patriot Act, you can just inspect.
Do they have like a real badge?
Yeah, they're like a federal agency.
Because if they pull out like a laminate card, I'm just going to be like, no.
Well, they're not inspecting you.
No. If they were expecting like my girlfriend or my sister or any woman I was or anytime I saw them around, I think if they tried to pull out a laminate card, I think people would be like, you need like a metal badge. I think
they have a metal badge and then they would inspect and then they would go, everything checks out, and then they would leave.
It's distressing to me that you would distrust a piece of cloth telling you what somebody's job is, but a piece of metal is so much different to you.
Yeah, it's a different level of importance.
I'm sorry, do you know what makes badges official and not?
No. Someone could someone right now could walk up to me with a metal badge that said body inspector and then molest me, and I'd be like, well, it's a metal badge, so.
Yeah, female body inspector.
Yeah. <See ya.
laughs> What if they came up to you and you were like, can I see some ID? And then they went, oh, sure. And then they popped you one of these. Yeah, you're under arrest. Oh, fuck. Anyway, so if you found out this was a real organization, what would you do? Would you blow the whistle? Would you be the Snowden of the FBI?
Tell the world that they're real. Like, you know, like gang stalking or something. It exists. Like, you know. But these people have all been coming together.
I think it would actually be tough to explain. You'd be like, you know those people with those female body inspector shirts? They are actually inspecting female bodies. And I would be like, yeah, dude, I know. They're creeps. And you're like, no.
No.
You don't get it.
I have a badge and everything. It's metal. You know it's real.
In 1953, the United States government first started inspecting female bodies for signs of plutonium. Pretty important.
Eisenhower dropped the bomb. And then he was like, okay, what next? What next?
Okay. Do you guys think Rocket Raccoon has sex with people or other raccoons?
People.
I think it depends on how his day's going.
You think he picks?
Yeah. I think if he had a really like shitty day being a guardian of the galaxy, he's like, I'm going to just fuck some slut raccoon. Like, I don't want to deal with flirting. I'm going to go to a dumpster.
Find some, dig some trash.
Yeah. And I am going to wreck a raccoon.
I would think he grew up, right? No contact with raccoons. I don't think he has a knowledge of raccoon beauty. I think even he only sees himself as just a raccoon.
I think you're actually right.
Right? Like, he's like frizzy hair. He doesn't keep his shit good.
True. He's not even a hot raccoon. What if what if someone one day was like, you're like, even among raccoons, you're ugly. You'd be like, oh man.
You think it's hard to like, you know, meet people as a raccoon, like a talking raccoon person. Imagine this is like an ugly raccoon.
I think if he's trying to fuck people, I think the hotness of a raccoon, like, is it from our standard or from like other raccoon standard?
Other raccoon standard.
Oh, that's irrelevant then. If you're trying to fuck, unless he's trying to fuck raccoons, and then I guess it's really. Well,
I was thinking it's actually kind of a gift. I mean, imagine if you, Nathan or Kyle, could fuck raccoons with no social stigma, because that's what's keeping us all from fucking raccoons.
Wait. You think there's no social stigma with him?
I'm saying with Rocket, there's no social stigma.
No, there totally is. He's a sentient being.
He's a raccoon.
No, man.
It would at least be divided. It would be a polarizing issue.
He's not a raccoon, dude. He can talk like a person.
Yeah, and he can fuck like a raccoon.
Is that his superpower?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
His superpower is that he can fuck raccoons?
Fuck like a raccoon.
Oh.
I think maybe, Nathan, you need to be a bit more honest with yourself. Would you fuck a raccoon?
If there was no social stigma.
Would you fuck a raccoon?
Do I sound like Bradley Cooper and have a raccoon penis?
No. The raccoon sounds like Bradley Cooper.
And has a raccoon penis.
Or if it's better for you, he has Bradley Cooper's penis. Whatever you need.
I think him having a human penis would make it way worse.
Earlier when we were talking about like porn that was too hard to Google, I think we may have found it. Okay, Bradley Cooper.
Hold on 1 second.
With the raccoon penis. Yeah.
I bet you could fuck that in 2 seconds.
I think he'd fuck both. I'm staying with my answer. I think I was right.
You'd have fucked both?
At the same time.
I think he would. I think he would still stay with humans. I don't think he would go for raccoons at all. Same thing with like goats or horses.
Yeah, I think it'd be more like fucking an animal than it would be like fucking your species kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
I think he's fucking Groot. I think he only fucks big tree people.
This poses an interesting question, right? He's essentially an android, right? Like a raccoon android thing, right? Android 18, is it wrong for androids to fuck humans then?
No, that's like, is it wrong to fuck your fleshlight? No, it's not.
I think it is.
Why?
I'm a Christian.
I'm saying
I don't think it's even technically sex. I think it's considered masturbation.
For us, it's fine, right? But is it fine for the android? I don't think so.
Why?
Because it's like a lower life form, right? The same thing with raccoon and the raccoon.
If there were androids, like if there was like AI life, I would pitch that as a Turing test. I would be like, oh, I'll tell you if they're what's behind their eyes.
What's the answer?
Yeah.
Do you shoot them if they would or wouldn't have sex with humans?
I would have sex with them, and then from the sex, I would know if they have a soul.
I think that premise would have made Blade Runner a much better movie instead of the stupid eye exam thing.
Was a little slow.
Yeah, I think if that guy had to go in there and fuck every robot he did this weird test to, I think it would make...
If most of that movie was porn, it would have been had a little more zip.
Yeah, I think that movie was lacking the sex.
Is that what you guys wanted? Just the last scene where the guy, like the villain's raining, like yelling in the rain? I also, not to be a correct everybody, it's the Voight Kampff test, not the Turing test.
What's the Turing test?
The Turing
know what the Turing test is.
No, the Turing test is to tell, because I'm a computer scientist, a Turing test is to tell if a computer is like can pass for a human.
Yeah, I'm saying if the computer is sentient, and I'll know if they're sentient based on how much they enjoy my licking their vagina, because I'm amazing.
I don't think that's a good metric.
Yeah.
If they don't love it, they are
they
not.
They could play it up and fake the shit out of it. You would be like, oh, that's a human. I don't fucking know that.
But I think humans would fail that test.
What if I'm like 100% of them are humans? Like every time I'm like, oh, that's a human.
that's a human, dude. Yeah.
Here's a game. You have to fire. So you're the manager of something. You have to fire someone and make sure they understand that they have been fired using only analogies that are based on things that are not human. That's all you can say. How do you do it?
Can you give an example?
I haven't thought of one.
We're like passing
ship. Yeah, like that kind of thing. When a ship passes another ship. Look, do you understand what you have to do that and make sure they understand that they have been fired? Do you start with ships?
You go with
our partnership. It's like it's an old oak. But what's an old oak like in the storm? Right? It don't bend. No, it breaks, doesn't it? Over time, yes.
Dude, I think this is going to come off like you have a weird, strained relationship, and they're going to ask if they need to like spend some more time with you or so. They're not going to get it. They're going to come across as it's some kind
of. So you're saying
thing.
I'm sturdy like an oak?
Hey there, sport. You're like an oak in the breeze. You know, you're not bending, you're breaking, starting to break.
Because I think you're going to get to the 5-minute mark of you doing these analogies, and then I think you're going to give up and just not fire them, and they're going to win.
You're like a frog worse, that we found out was gay.
Put out to pasture.
Yeah, put out to pasture. That's good.
I just can't find a way to make HR will send you your benefits package in 2 weeks. Into one. That's a hard one.
The milk from the something about milk. I feel like milk would be good here.
Yeah, the milk from the lychee is not always so sweet, right?
Dude, what if that's what got it? I'm like, wait, are you telling me I'm fired?
Yes, you're fired. Maybe if I did it as an acrostic poem of like 30 analogies that just spell out you're fired, please do not.
And then I have to go home to my wife and she's like, okay, what specifically did he say? And I'm like, well, he brought up a lot of milk. There was a lot of milk talk. It didn't seem good.
Yeah, just to spite me, you send your resignation. And the resignation letter comes back with only metaphors. Yeah. This job's a pile of shit.
We did surprisingly good. That was a tough question. I knew as I was saying it, that was asking a lot of everyone.
If birds could poop like human poops, do you think we would have eradicated all the birds?
I think there'd be more birds.
You think we would let the birds, as a species of humans, dude, if a bird took a human poop on my like back or something, I would be for murdering all the birds. I think we would eradicate.
You wouldn't know who pooped. Was it a person on a ledge or was it a bird? You would never know. And you'd become distrustful of people, and that would whittle down the population. So the birds would have more space. They would thrive because there wouldn't be so many cities because we'd all be killing each other for pooping on each other.
You think we'd just start assaulting construction workers that work on like the tall buildings?
Yeah.
What? Oh, dude,
there'd be so many people falling out of windows and stuff. Falling out of windows, you know what I mean?
Wasn't there like a period of time people would like just throw stuff out the window, like in the Middle Ages, right? I'm sure it got on people and they never killed anybody, right? Probably not.
No, they did kill people all of it for even less. It was like there was no like murder rules. You could just do it.
Oh, well, no, there were murder rules. And it was that you got to murder, baby.
Murder rules!
Murder rules.
Do you guys think the birds would be fine? You think we wouldn't do anything to get back at them for taking like full-blown shits on us?
Is it the same size as a person shit?
Yeah, it's just like if a human.
So is the bird really bloated like a tick?
And no, then they it's just the same. No, they just got. They're just deceptively. Like,
oh wow!
Like yeah, they're the same birds. Yeah,
yeah, dense when it's in their bird anuses.
Yeah.
Now let me ask you: what's more harmful to car paint, bird poop, or human poop?
I'm guessing question. Human shit.
Well, I if you're going to ask us this question, maybe do the research first, Nathan. Maybe look it the fuck up. You knew we were podcasting today.
I think it's like chemical, right? It like erodes your paint and stuff. And yeah, please do some research, Nathan.
Please do.
No. I think it's based on what they eat.
Kyle traveled all the way here and you didn't even do your research.
I'm actually on the other side of the Nick right now.
Yeah.
How would you even research that?
I'm just sitting exactly behind Kyle right now.
You didn't get the lab equipment I sent you to do the
bunch of bird poop? I assume you just have to take a shit on your car and then let a bird shit on your car and just let it sit for like a while.
Did you guys get the cum sample I sent you guys?
Would that force them?
Yeah, thanks, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, it was for the podcast. I wanted you to test it.
I'll get right to that. And Nathan, if your best way to scientifically test that is for you to take your car and it, and then also have a bird poop on it and just sit there and watch it, that's on you.
Wait, for the test, do I need to go out and shit on the car or can I shit somewhere else and then move the shit to the car?
People call the police. You're like, I'm a scientist. This is for a podcast, a science podcast.
Yeah, the police, as they're arresting you, were just like, why did you just spray paint a piece of metal with car paint? Why did you do this on the street?
I just wanted to make sure the data was...
Can we go to the next question?
Hey, this was your question. Okay, all right, I got one. You know how people are trying to, like, super woke people are trying to remove the gender from Spanish?
Huh? Oh, like Latinx.
Like Latinx. Mm-hmm. I think we should add more genders to Spanish, you know? More genders to Spanish. So what if we had more genders for Spanish? Give me some words and their new gender.
Hmm.
This feels hacky.
Yeah, you know, it does. Let's see if you guys can save it. And then I'll cut the part where we said it was hacky.
It feels really hacky.
Transbiblioteca? Are we having fun?
Transbiblioteca?
Is this fun?
Do you have another question that we can just go to? Do you have another one?
Is there... No, like...
I'm sorry, okay, everybody.
Is this the place for, like, word declensions and, like, you know, like, I can pull out my old, like, Latin, like, as a ram ray ray, like, you know what I mean? But, like, is that, will it land?
I think it's going to come off like a boring English class where you just do conjugations for 5 minutes.
I don't think I've ever seen a boring English class.
Yeah, dude.
Nathan.
Gerunds? You guys know about gerunds?
God damn it. Just
he was the strongest one from a... Universe 6, right? Like, Goku and 17 had to team up against him.
Against Gerunds. All right. I have another one, since you guys hated that one.
That was bad.
It's not bad.
Okay, what if men could get pregnant too, but you could tell the difference? You could be like, that's a man baby, you know, versus that's a lady baby. What would be the social implication?
I'm more worried about the biological implication.
Yeah.
You'd be like, I want a man's son instead of a fucking lady son, you know? Not saying he's gay.
Is it?
That's not what I'm saying. It sounds like that's what I'm saying. It's not what I'm saying.
Talking about a baby born of a man. I don't think we're too far. I don't want to dodge your question. I don't want to dodge your question, right? But they're like making that thing where you can even grow a baby in your living room, right? Or that was like a weird, like, futuristic model. They'd have this thing. Oh, it's like a womb. You can keep it in a glass box in your house.
I don't know about man babies, but if I was in middle school and I found out one of my classmates was from like a box in the middle of the room, I would make fun of that kid a lot. I think those kids are going to get bullied a fuck ton.
They could call nicknames like box baby, and people would say they don't have a soul, you know?
They're demon spawn or whatever.
They'd say, ha-ha, you go nowhere when you die, but we go somewhere.
If you're going to be the weird kid in the back of the class going, my mom says I was born in a box, like, you know what I mean? They're going to bully you anyway.
Wait, are they like upset about it?
I'm sure some of them are. I don't know what their experience are. I'm just saying, like, I don't think you would start with that. Like, you wouldn't introduce yourself as, I'm the box child.
Is it just me, or are they, I feel like when I imagine them, they're paler and have a nut allergy.
Box children.
That's what I imagine box babies are like. They're pale, like, fair-skinned, and they have weird allergies.
Oh, that's really funny. I was imagining their heads were perfect boxes.
Okay,
is that not what you guys were seeing?
No.
Oh, that's imagining. Funny how the imagination works.
I think they have like olive, like tan skin.
Wait.
Because it was a glass box in the room.
Nick, do you think people's head size is the reason our heads are circular? Is because our heads just expand to match the womb we're in?
The vagina. I'm saying my head is the exact shape of our mom's vagina.
Why is my head a different shape?
Because I was first. That makes perfect scientific sense.
Katie's his head is smaller than mine.
She's a girl. Girls' heads shrink after they're born. Mm-hmm. 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 That's why they don't do math so good.
Marie Curie would have some words for you.
They'd be small words. You guys remember earlier when Kyle said he wasn't going to dodge my question and then totally dodged my question? How's your campaign for Senate going, Kyle? Are you doing good?
Good. That's my question, actually. If you were to run for a political position, what would your campaign, what would your platform be? How could you change things? What are you bringing to the party? A lot of people talk shit. What are you going to do?
My slogan would just be no exclamation mark. And I think that would get people going.
So you're campaigning for less.
No. And fewer.
Mm. I don't want any.
Nothing. No.
And they just clap.
Yeah. Wow. I would never let anybody finish a question they were asking me. My thing, I'm just like in the middle, I'd be like, no. And they'd be like, ah, there he goes again.
You don't think people would get you?
What do you mean?
Like, people would just start asking insane questions. You would know in the middle of it. And then out of context, they would like get you in some Twitter rant.
Yeah, but then in the follow-up interview, when they asked me if I meant that, guess what I'd say?
No.
Right.
What if they asked, did you not, were you joking?
You bring a hype man with you to ask you clarifying questions.
I would either say no or not answer ever.
You'd be a mute candidate?
No, I would say no. I think you heard that part already.
Oh, okay. But you said, or you would say nothing.
Yeah, if they had a question that, you know, I didn't like, that defeated my no campaign, I would just say nothing.
Or if you wanted to say yes to something.
That's true. You know, I would actually, I'm changing my answer. My campaign would be no and yes.
That's everyone's
keep
campaign.
It simple. Keep it simple.
Yeah, I would be trying to bridge the divide with no and yes.
I see a politician that just straight up tells you how it is. Like, most like politicians give you too much. They dodge the question, right? But like, he completely avoids the question at all. Like, how do you think?
If you ask me a question, my campaign would be
and yes.
I would give both answers every time.
Yeah, you actually are dodging every question by saying no and yes.
No, I would answer the question fully in both the affirmative and then I would give two contradictory opinions every time.
Oh, I thought you would, when someone asked you a question, your response would always be no, but yes.
I would be like, we need to raise taxes on the rich, but also we need to lower taxes on the rich every time.
So you're saying nothing. It's worse than saying nothing because it takes up more time.
it would be a thinker. People would think about it a lot. What about you guys? Do you have a campaign better than no and yes, or just no, depending on whichever plays better? I'm a hack. I just want to win. I slept with my secretary. It's all out there.
Oh, but you both did and didn't, right? Like, you come out for like the press conference.
That is what
like,
I would say to people, yes.
I did sleep with my secretary.
But it's like out that you definitely did, though.
Yeah, I'm very, very sorry, but I didn't do it.
Yeah.
No, I would never sleep with my secretary. It didn't
happen. I slept with my secretary right after I didn't sleep with my secretary. So it's pretty much a gray area. What about you guys?
If I were to be elected to a political office, there's a lot of charities and stuff that go around. They focus on the youths, right? Like, you know, cars for kids, things like that. I would like to bring those back for, we're not just cars for adults, right? Like, I would like to bring more stuff for like grown, you know, tax paying Americans. It just seems like we're not being effective if we're if we're going out there and we're helping, you know, those less fortunate. You know, we should be helping the most fortunate.
You know, help the people
really crush it.
Yeah. Right.
Nathan,
you're my running mate. But how do you say that?
Wait, I'm on your team.
Yes.
I have to take your thing that we help people that already, we make winners win harder. Like, is that the whole thing?
Don't just try to jump on my thing. I brought you on this.
I have to have a different opinion.
Yeah, you have to add something.
Yeah.
Can I just go like hard Soviet communism on the other way to try to get both aisles? Because I feel like at least we would. But I'm like, I'm not for communism. I'm for what actually happened. Like, I want Breadline. Like, that's what I'm for.
Wow.
Not for communism, for the effects of what actually happened to Soviet communism.
I see. You're literally like Karl Marx coming out of a bathtub, like half dirty.
Yeah, yeah. I want gulags. I want breadlines. And like, do you want everyone to share everything? It's like, no, I just want the breadlines. I want the gulags. I want
no more toilet paper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just want that part of it. But I don't care about, it's not an economic system.
You're like, this is, you go to the grocery store, you're like, there's too much choice.
Yeah, I want there's too many options.
I want America flakes and water.
Yeah, and I want like a third of it so that some people don't get it. I think that would work well with your pitch of wealthy people have a lot. What do you think the Hulk does about all the stretch lines?
Like on his skin?
Yeah, you think
I think that's why he's so mad.
You think he's angry because when he knows when he comes back, he's just going to be a wrinkly, loose...
Yeah. He sees the stretch marks and he's like, I'm a fatty. And then he's like, ah, Hulk, eat.
Just a lot of cocoa butter, right? Like a lot of cocoa butter, a lot of lotion.
Dude, there's going to be so much. I mean, he's growing like 10 feet. That'd be a lot. I mean, there's huge gashes in his skin.
He has a massive bottle of Jergens. It's huge. It's like he has to then he'll catch it and he starts rubbing it in.
Hulk's always gone at the beginning of the battle. Where is he? You wouldn't understand.
That's my secret, Cap. I'm always moisturized.
Yeah, Hulk's like not even green. That's just how much of that he puts on.
Abomination is the exact same person, but he has ashy elbows.
Yeah, that's why he's red.
You wouldn't like me when I'm ashy.
Oh, please don't sit down. It's leather. All my stuff's leather. Ah!
He's got like the five prints on your couch.
Nathan, what do you think would happen if Hulk had stretch marks?
Probably lotion. That was where I was going to go with it.
Oh, really? You were going to go lotion?
Yeah, that's where everyone was going to go with that.
Not me.
Where are you going to go?
You heard where I went.
I don't remember. What did you go? You guys were talking for a while.
Were you looking at your own face?
No, I was playing with my fidget spinner.
Do you have another question, Nathan?
Oh, sure.
I have no more. Nathan always has more questions, but I edit the podcast, which is not a fair distribution of work at all.
And some might argue that I have weaker questions, but I have more of them. So makes up for it.
My question's crushed. Did you guys remember when I said retarded like 1,000 times at the beginning?
Yeah, your questions are a real curveball.
Me and Nick already kind of talked about this, but in the show Yu-Gi-Oh, do you think that the Shadow Realm, when you lose a game, was worse? Or do you think if they just actually injured or killed you, do you think that which one would be actually a worse? I think the Shadow Realm's like actually not that bad. I think that's like,
well, yeah, because I guess for backstory, apparently in the original TV series or in the manga, whatever, it's supposed to just be that all those people get killed. But yeah, they couldn't say get killed, so they said the Shadow Realm, which I think it would be so funny to just take regular Yu-Gi-Oh! Episodes, and every time he says, I'm going to send you to the Shadow Realm, Yugi's just like, I'm going to fucking kill you. I'm going to beat you at cards, and I'm going to kill your family.
You've never seen the edits where they like edit out the guns and stuff?
I've seen that where they just point.
It's just kind of people freeze.
Yeah, but there's like one episode in particular where there's like chain. They're like playing cards, and on the ground beneath them, there's like chainsaws. And in the original, they were just chainsawing. They would just chop off your legs slowly. But in the edited version, it was like a shadow. It would just slowly send you your spirit to like the void. And the chainsaw your legs off while you play a children's card game sounds way worse than, like, the spirit thing sounds so merciful comparatively.
Are you joking?
Yeah, clearly I would rather have my legs cut off than my soul cut out of my body.
No, what are you talking about? Dude, once they got, like, halfway through your ankle, you're not playing cards anymore. You're going to be so unable, but if you're like, ooh, your spirit's disappearing, like, you could probably still keep going.
Do you remember his grandfather was trapped on a VHS tape for 6 months?
Yeah, dude. In the original, he was in Guantanamo Bay. Yeah. They were raping him.
Just sending tapes back?
Yeah. The tapes was him being raped in Guantanamo Bay. Yu-Gi-Oh! Is a crazy show. Remember the episode where Yugi mind crushes that guy? They had to edit that in. He shot that guy with a shotgun.
Why did he even play the game of Yu-Gi-Oh! First?
No, because he was losing. So he just shoots the guy with a sawed-off shotgun. And everybody was like, yeah, Yugi, we're going to win the tournament.
That's a really good strategy. I bet you didn't think of that.
Yeah, and he just... The trick is you have to put the shotgun behind your back so they don't see it. Because if you hold it when you play, then they play more defensively. More face-down cards and stuff.
Yugi pretty consistently cheats in that show. But I would like to say that unequivocally, even if it were to be like, I guess if it was like something to be like killed, if they were to kill me, I would rather go to the Shadow Realm because they get people back from there all the time, right? Like, yeah. Maybe if I go to the Shadow Realm, maybe you guys get me back in like a couple of years. But
yeah, but if yeah, they saw off your ankle slowly, you're not getting that back. I mean, it's a clean cut, maybe, but probably not.
Or go to purgatory? I'll take the leg, right?
No, dude.
It's not like a cool area. It's not like dope over there. It's like, you know, it's like hell.
And it's just like dark. I don't even think there's air. There.
Do you think that fucking crazy dude with the clown mask has a surgeon on standby? No, you didn't think this that far through. It's going to get, what's going to happen is he's going to cut through half your ankle. You're going to start bleeding profusely. Then he's going to start going really slowly.
And what's annoying too is it's like still your turn. You know, he's cut through half your ankles and he's like, what are you doing, dude? You have to draw a card. Doom.
Do you have any cards? You have nothing in your hands. You're about to draw the saw bag. This is a really messed up saw movie, man.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah, a saw movie that's just Yu-Gi-Oh.
I was gonna say, do you remember the one where he and Joey are dueling, and they're on that like platform above the ocean, and their ankles are both tied to the anchor? That's pretty crazy, right? Like,
yeah, that one felt a little more real than the Shadow. Yeah. I would still pick the Shadow over that drowning to death.
You have a very bad concept of, I think, like your immortal soul.
Yeah, and,
like, no,
I think
no,
you want your soul.
It didn't even seem that bad. They seemed fine. I mean, they complain a lot about it, but also it was just an old man and a kid. They look a little thinner, so maybe I'd like lose some weight.
You know how they always make jokes about how Yu-Gi-Oh! Is like a children's card game in those things, in those parodies? You know what's the saddest thing is that it's not even a children's card game anymore.
It's an adult.
It's a
card
sad
game.
Adult card game.
It takes a place over, like, it's like the most high stakes thing, and then like it moves on to like I never watched 5Ds, but I remember seeing the commercials where they're doing like the motorcycles. They're riding around a track doing like Yu-Gi-Oh! That's where the series went.
Isn't there a prison one?
Yeah, there is a scene where they do it in prison.
Don't drop the soap or I'm going to duel you. This guy fucking dueled me in the shower. But the abusive guards keep dueling the prisoners.
I bet the motorcycle dueling killed way more people than the chainsaw leg dueling did.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
From people not watching where they were going.
Yeah, at all they were playing. And then I don't really get how you see. Do you just shout out what cards you played? Or how do you?
That's such a solid point. I think
there's a headset. How does the other person get it? They use headsets?
I've seen like a clip of this. I think there's like a steering wheel. I think the dueling like platforms on the steering wheel, right? You're driving around a track and that they don't need to be on a track. I should say this. Like nothing about the game's changed so they should be on a track. So when you summon a creature, they're just levitating behind you at 70 miles an hour. And then they just hit the other guy's creatures. Like nothing changes. They're just going really fast.
Do you think someone asks like, "Hey, could we not do this on the motorcycle?" And the other guy's like, "No, I won't even play Yu-Gi-Oh unless I'm going 80.
We spent how many years building the motorcycle arena?
We're not going to not use it.
I want to pitch a new spinoff of Yu-Gi-Oh! Instead of being at a school or on motorcycles, they're just alcoholics.
Are they at a bar or are they just...
They're really bad. They're wherever. They're at work.
They're at work.
They're like, fucking duel me.
I think
and it's not set in the Yu-Gi-Oh! Universe. It's set in our universe where most people do not play Yu-Gi-Oh!
Oh, I was hoping it was in the Yu-Gi-Oh! Universe. We can have like the whole Bandit Keith spinoff, you know, where he goes back to the United States. You know, he's trashed and everything.
He's all
I'm
fast.
The best card game player in the world.
When your life points hit zero, instead of going to the Shadow Realm, you just throw up. Fuck.
That'd be pretty relieving, depending on the
that's true.
The terms of the game. Are you getting drunker as time goes on? Are there like a life point to like attack? We don't have to go too far down the. I don't know if this is a Yu-Gi-Oh! Based podcast. I could go far. Don't get me wrong.
You know what I think would be the same though? Their level of play. I think if you watch the show, I think they're not. They would make pretty much the same.
Yugi would be the same. Like heart of the cards.
Yeah. Fuck. Would, nothing.
Give me a good fucking card.
Other than his grunts, I think the rest of the show would be pretty much identical.
I think that it's actually the original show is pretty inachievable to be good at that, right? If you remember, cards didn't have any names or effects. You didn't know how to summon them.
It was just a picture and whatever you thought of.
All cards go by namesake, like by hearsay. Like, oh, I hear Kaiba has three blue eyes, white dragons, whatever that means. Like, you don't even know until you get there.
What's your card's effect? Oh, he just fucks you up, man. You gotta trust me, dude. He fucks you up.
They cheated all the fucking time. Oh, this card makes all your cards die at the same time. I aim my attack at this card and it blows up everyone else's cards. Yeah.
This card fucks your wife. Oh.
Oh, Pegasus just like is like holding his eye, like flying backwards.
Wasn't his wife dead?
Pegasus is gay.
Nathan. He is actually pretty straight, I think.
Yeah, I think he had a wife.
Oh, I think you're right. I think you're right.
I think in that analogy you just made, Yugi says he's gonna fuck Pegasus's dead wife.
That's pretty brutal.
Yeah,
everyone knows, sorry, we have a minute and 14 seconds left. So get your last riff out.
That was
riff, damn you. Riff. Riff. There's no time. Be funny. Episode 11. Thanks, Kyle.
Hey, great being here. Gosh, it was a pleasure.